time to get wired into some Oregon State hoops as the conference year is upon us, opening with the 351st Civil War. Our guest covers the Beav Beat for the Corvallis Gazette Times. You can catch his work in the sports section or online, gazettetimes.com. You can follow him on Twitter. The handle is at Jesse Sowa. Spell that, by the way, S-O-W-A. Jesse, appreciate the time. How are things with you?
How are you doing, Jesse?
Yeah, doing good, Steve. Thanks.
So a general question about this league and maybe what we thought in the preseason. You know, we've seen Oregon get hit by injuries. UCLA had to fire their coach. OSU, I would say, didn't do much special. And you wrote about it this week. And I won't hold you to this. But so entering Pac-12 play, so far, what do you like about maybe the Arizona schools that have them 1 and 2 in your power rankings?
Well, I think you saw some good things from each of those schools. ASU obviously hit a high point beating Kansas, but then dropped to a low point against Princeton. And with Arizona, obviously a lot of turnover there in their roster, but they still have a lot of talent there, and as does ASU. I think both those schools have a chance to be right there at the top, even with ASU's loss to Utah yesterday.
You know, as we kind of transition into this game of the Ducks, we all know what's going on with them right now. You know, Kenny Wooten out with a broken jaw, Bol Bol likely done for his Oregon career. He is done for his Oregon career. But that's 28 mm-hmm. points, 15 boards, 4 blocks per game, which, you know, this game now seems like a pretty good opportunity for the Beavers to start off the conference with a win. Have they talked about that at all this week? Do you kind of see it that way as well?
The players talked about that a little bit. The coaches really tried to downplay it, you know, just treating it as just another game. But they also admit that this is certainly a good opportunity for them to get off to a good start. And winning one on the road would be big, because that's certainly been a struggle for Oregon State these last couple years.
Jesse, one of the big recruits for OSU in recent years, Ethan Thompson, kind of an all-everything player coming out of Southern California, stepped right in, started last year as a true freshman, and it just seems like this young guy then went to work during the offseason. What are the coaches saying? Your observations? It seems he's really improved in like every area of his game.
It really does. The coaches like what they've seen, and just watching him from year one to year two, you can see that improvement. Obviously, for any young guy, trying to make that adjustment to being a full-time point guard is a big deal, especially when you've been your number two, your number one scorer on your high school team. But it has been a really good improvement for him so far.
Yeah, you know, here in Eugene, we've been pretty spoiled in the last few years in terms of shot blockers. You know, Jordan Bell, Chris Boucher, Kenny Wooten, Bol Bol for 9 games. But Kyler Kelly leads the nation with over 4 blocks per game. People around here have no idea who he is. So what can you tell us about his game, why he's so good around the basket?
He's just a natural shot blocker. It's kind of amazing. Obviously, Oregon has one of those guys too, in Kenny Wooten, but he's just one of those guys that knows where to be, doesn't go for a lot of pump fakes, and like I said, just knows how to block shots.
Another one, as we continue with Jesse Sowa of the Corvallis Gazette Times. One thing that the Beavs and Ducks have in common, they're a little thin. They just got the big guy back from Montenegro, Rakorcevic. Sorry, man, I've been practicing that all morning.
Second time's a charm, Steve.
So when you consider Tinkle is pretty much going with a 7-man rotation, how much do they emphasize the importance of things like, you know, beyond the obvious, staying healthy, but, you know, playing smart and staying out of foul trouble?
Yeah, certainly. Kyler Kelly and Warren Washington, a freshman big guy, both struggled early in committing what people call those silly fouls. Yeah, health is certainly a thing. They missed Big G, as they call him, during those 5 games he was away. But yeah, they Wayne Tinkle in particular really gets after those big guys about not committing stupid fouls because they are pretty thin at the post position right now.
By the way, I passed off that question to Steve because I didn't even want to attempt the pronunciation. So, I know we can all look at stats and whatnot, but can you really quantify just how important a healthy Trace Tinkle is to this team?
I can't really imagine what this team would be without him right now. You have a couple of other guys, Stevie Thompson and Alfred Hollins, who are really kind of struggling with their shot. Ethan is having a good season, but you would have to look at what this team was 2 years ago when Trace only played five or six games, and it wouldn't be good if they didn't have him on the floor.
A couple final thoughts. We know that Coach Tinkle ended the drought. You know, they hadn't made the big dance since the Gary Payton era. Got in 2016, dipped in 2017, 500 last year. You know, I was looking at some of the attendance numbers, Jesse. 3,500 for Pepperdine, 4,200 last home game. You hear from fans. How important would you say this season is for Wayne Tinkle and his program to, I guess, provide that optimism needed to kind of ignite the fan base?
I think it certainly is important. I haven't been able to put my number on why more people don't show up to those games, the men's games in particular. Obviously, the women draw really well. But I do think it is an important year, and I think just from the progress they've made so far, I think they'll be able to be competitive in this Pac-12 and kind of show that fan base that there is progress being made there.
And one last thing, I always like this. We kind of live in our Oregon bubble here. From what you've talked about and what you've observed, what the coaches and players are saying, like Alex mentioned earlier, no Wooten, Bowl is gone, Kijab is transferring. What kind of Oregon team does it seem like OSU is prepping for?
They want to say that they're getting ready for, you know, whoever is on the roster, but obviously Oregon is not at a full roster right now. I expect because of those guys that Oregon doesn't have right now that it's going to be a competitive game, but certainly Oregon State struggled to be competitive at times down there at Mountain Night, and I guess we'll see what happens.
All righty. Well, we appreciate your time. It's great to get a chance to speak with you. Our guest covers the Beavs for the Corvallis Gazette Times, online gazettetimes.com, on Twitter, at Jesse Sowa, S-O-W-A. Jesse, travel safe. We'll catch up down the road, and enjoy your time in Eugene.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Take it easy.